Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stow.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
That's right. This guy is Stuart McMillan, and we have a special guest for this episode as well.
Special guest.
Joe Pott.
Joe Pott. Hey,
Joe Pott is back. Second time.
I know this he's been on the show. Second appearance.
That means we like you, Joe.
Man, yeah. That's good.
We were just chatting around the newsroom and came up with our topic for today, which starts with the idea of people eating cicadas.
Oh, this is weird.
The Botanical Garden is having a taste test.
Yes.
On this, and I don't understand why people would want to eat bugs.
I mean, if you're in a dire situation.
Well, yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And no food, no water, no socks. Joe Pott has a lot of socks. If you don't have any of those things, I'm eating locust and honey. I'm going to be like John the Baptist out there, baby.
People get mad if their like chicken wing doesn't have enough meat on it. Or is the cicada like, oh, in that case, I mean, there can't be that much sustenance in a cicada,
so
right?
Good.
Exactly.
It's like, let me down 45 of these right now. How much does that equal? 2 chicken wings. Okay.
And well, the other thing that mystifies me is that there's the story out about the zombie cicadas. They have a sexually transmitted disease and their private parts fall off.
What?
Yes.
Who's the cicadas' private parts fall off?
They get extremely randy.
It's getting very personal.
As our gardening expert
randy
put it.
Cicadas.
They're over-sexualized or whatever, and their private parts fall off. He said,
those
don't eat
naughty
them.
Naughty little cicadas.
Don't avoid those.
Yeah, yeah.
When
yeah.
you're going to
How
eat cicadas.
No. Well, I guess if they have private parts.
Yeah, I guess
I don't
want those.
What do you do? Check under the dinosaur's skirts?
Well, got me thinking too, weird things that I've eaten.
Oh,
no, I haven't eaten too many weird things myself. Stu, what's something you've eaten that is kind of off the radar?
Well, I was in Bolivia with my wife, who's from there. You know, you get thrown all kinds of things at you. I think they brought up this giant pig on a platter, like the pig, and they're like, "Here, eat the ear." I'm like, "Really? That doesn't have a sexually transmitted disease, does it? Come on." I didn't know they were joking. They were just like, oh, yeah, we should give him the ear. It had hair on it.
Oh.
And I'm like, but I was young and dumb and very gullible. And they were messing with me. And I went right into that ear.
Oh, my God.
Big old, a very nice, crunchy ear. And I was like, yeah, ear. So good. And
Bolivian
like,
food
you
is
can
so
spit
delicious.
That out now. I was like, oh, okay.
Dogs love them. They do. Pig's ears is like that's a good dog treat. I've had a brain sandwich, which is a St. Louis staple. That was a big thing in St.
Where?
Louis for a long time. This is at a bar
Wait,
right
it's
by
closed
our
now?
Nope, still there.
Oh,
still
okay.
I checked today, still on the menu too. right in South County. They still serve brain sandwich, and it was actually really good. It's a fried
brain sandwich.
It's a calf brain, I believe.
Oh, okay,
calf brain, not human.
Okay,
how is it served?
It's deep fried. It's breaded, deep fried.
Deep fried brain.
It is on,
of course.
It is on rye with mustard and onions.
Yeah,
and
with a side of cicadas. Actually,
cicadas.
And you had it?
I did. Good? It was good. I liked it. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
It was not.
It tastes like chicken.
It doesn't taste like chicken, and it's a little bit. Here's the problem. Here's what's going to turn you off. Because if I.
Oh, no. Good. Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't give me the good part first. It's going to be a texture thing. People are going to be like, ooh, I don't like that texture. Because it's a little bit.
Is it like ground beef?
No. It's a little bit chewier than I think you would.
So, yeah. Kind of thing?
Yeah. But otherwise, right. If you said, hey, it's a brain sandwich, that's probably going to turn people off first.
So, did you feel smarter after eating this?
I did not.
Okay.
I don't know how smart does a...
Well, you know, eating brains, wouldn't that correlate into making a bigger brain?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if that's how it works. I don't think I can compete with either of those.
Yeah.
The only thing I could think of is I went to a Chinese restaurant in San Francisco when I was college aged, and it was this big celebration. It was part of a broadcast journalism competition.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was big. It was a big deal.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
And
hey, everybody! See how good I look.
But it was this hours long dinner. It was like $100 per plate or something, and they had 8 different courses. And what I recall was that they served us pigeon.
Like a New York pigeon?
Chinese pigeon.
Chinese?
Apparently in southern China, it's a delicacy. Pigeon is. Yeah, it wasn't off the street.
I was about to say.
It wasn't off the streets of San Francisco,
yeah,
I hope.
Oh, okay.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Someone's still waiting for that message. Where'd that pigeon get off to? It's supposed to be here.
No, I mean, it was okay. I haven't had it since. It wasn't so exciting that I was like looking for restaurants that serve pigeon.
Ooh, I can't wait to have that Chinese pigeon.
They were just little small plates.
I was going to say, it seems like another one that's not going to be like a ton of meat. You're not going to be like, oh, no, I couldn't have another pigeon, please. I've had way too much as it is. I went to Israel a few years back, and my brother-in-law had a soup, and it was a beef bone soup, but it literally had like a leg bone in there. And again, fur on the bone, still
fur on the bone,
sitting in the bowl in this bowl of broth. So.
Yummy!
Now that we've ruined everyone,
yes,
I'm gonna call it a game.
Wait, one more.
Oh,
cow's tongue.
Oh,
I had cow's tongue a couple of times, and it's like slicing your own tongue open while you're eating. It's just a very odd situation.
We've ruined lunch.
But I will say, it is very good. I was surprised how good it would be eating my own tongue at the same time of eating a cow's tongue.
And you turn your nose up at brains?
You're right. Point to Joe.
And with that, it's over.
Okay, bye.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.